It's time for the Auburn Coaches Show and the Auburn Bulldog. Coach Cal Conroy joins us today for the Bulldog Coach Show. Coach, last week you took squad up to Syracuse, and boy, what a temperature-wise, wasn't a bad night, but that wind was miserable, at least watching the ball game and calling the ball game. Sure, it had some effect on a team like Auburn that was going to throw the ball around pretty good, it sounds like.
Yeah, and, you know, both teams had to play with the wind, you know, and we kind of tried to plan for what quarter we'd get the wind and what quarter we'd be against the wind. So, you know, some of those things we did plan for, but otherwise, you know, I thought we came out in first quarter, we came out and we were popping, we were ready to go, we knew what we could play with them, we knew we could do certain things, our sprint out series was working a little bit, our run game came back and it was working a little bit, we were able to control the clock, and, you know, I was talking to the coaches, it was a fast first half. It was really quick. A lot of both teams, Syracuse and us, kept the ball on the ground and tried to, you know, grind out a few things. And you go going into half 7-6. You know, we were okay at that point.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed that run game. You had a whole bunch of different kids in different places that ball game, and you had some sickness during the week. That makes it tough too, and you're moving a lot of kids around just simply from a continuity standpoint.
Yeah, you know, and it works a lot of things, and you know, moving kids around, be ready to go. But you know, our kids responded. You know, they stepped up where they needed to be. We had kids ready to go. If we had another kid get hurt, or if we had kids on backup that were ready to go, we had kids out there that were playing different positions. You know, just making sure, like, not everybody. We had a linebacker that stepped in and played nose guard for us, and some of those things that we had. But we didn't really switch a whole lot. We just kind of shifted a linebacker here and there around and make sure we had everything covered if we needed it throughout the game.
We'll come back. We'll talk about this week's game coming up after this timeout on Sunny 101.3. Welcome back to our Auburn Coach Show as we visit with head coach Kellen Conroy as the Bulldogs get ready for a home game here with Platteview on Friday night. Coach, this Platteview squad, they are just putting up ridiculous numbers in 11-man football here the last few weeks. Their offense must be something to behold.
Yeah, their offense, you know, they run that spread offense with Dalton back there at quarterback, and he runs it really good. They run that jet sweep offense where the quarterback read, where they're going to either hit the jet sweep. That's three plays and bundled into one. They can hit the jet sweep all the way across. They can hit halfback, fullback, whatever you'd like to call him, right up the middle, and then they can hit that quarterback counter off all that action. So that's really three plays in one that we have to look at. They're really running the ball. So we have to be ready to go. Our line's going to have to be ready to run, because when they run that jet sweep, they're running to the sideline, and, you know, they're setting up their slots. Slot backs are going to set up blocks, and they're going to take it to the edge, and they're going to push the ball. So we got to have proper pursuit angles this week. We got to have people covering over the top, but yet we also have to have people covering underneath, so there's not a huge cutback lane. So we got to make sure we are a very, very assignment sound this week.
I've not seen them play this year. What I remember from last year is they should be a very, very speedy team.
Yeah, they're quick. You know, they're quick on the edges, and their receivers run the ball well. They know how to set up blocks, and once they get the ball, they are taking off 100 miles an hour. So we got to be ready to tackle on the edge. We have to also, I've talked to our DBs in our defensive meeting this morning, that we got to be able to fight off the perimeter blocks too. Linebackers got to flow, but our secondary has to be able to fight off that perimeter block once they know for sure it's run and come up and fill.
One of the nice things that last week you said, that running game for the Bulldogs got going a little bit. I'm sure you would love to see that continue this week and just play a little bit of keep away from Platteview would be a good thing to my way of thinking.
Yeah, you know, and they're off the best defense is always a good offense, and controlling the ball and controlling the clock. And, you know, they're pretty dangerous on offense. So, you know, we need to do our job on our offensive side of the ball and make sure we have a good time of possession, good ball movement, good offensive push, and, you know, do what we do. You know, we need to make sure that we're ready to go, and we're preparing to get ready to go. And, you know, it's our seniors' last home game. It's senior night, parents' night in Auburn. So we're preparing to get ready to go play this ballgame Friday night.
All right, Coach. Thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck Friday night.
All right, thank you.
That's our Auburn Coach Show, brought to you by the Bank of Peru, by the Nemaha County Hospital in Auburn, by Carson National Bank in Auburn, and by Studheit Implement.